Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on today's Motivational Mondays and always is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests adds a special, unique dynamic as they share their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, if I do say so myself. But not only do I say so, you, our faithful global listening audience, your feedback reflects the same. If you're listening in for the first time, if you need to reconnect with the past show episode, and you've missed an installment, guess what? All of our past show episodes are available through on-demand archives. The previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Today is our Shape Up series. We are shaping up to win. With that said, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we really and truly love, and at which time we welcome your questions and your comments, and we want you to know that this is a safe space. So at the appropriate time, don't be scared. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we encourage and, again, absolutely love. So we want you to know, our global listening audience, that we look forward to having you chime right on in at the appropriate time. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepad, pens, paper, sitting in front of your desktop or your laptop with your iPad or your tablet, your smartphone, taking notes, that you want to make sure you're in position, prepare to do so. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. What am I working, Coach Adams? What am I winning? You are working your vision. You are achieving your goals, and ultimately you're living out your dreams. Why? Because you're getting tools that support you in that process. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick fax, a quick email, write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We want to thank you in advance. We give a heartfelt, gracious thanks for you, our faithful supporters, assisting with expanding our outreach. Thank you ever so much. I always love Mondays, and I love Mondays because it gives Coach Adams an opportunity, a platform to support with empowering you on your journey. And so I want you to know, when I say I love Mondays and I love empowering individuals, that is so true. I mean that from my very core. Why? Because it is the very reason why I was placed on this planet, and it gives me such great joy to be able to support each and every one of you on your journey. Last year, at the close of the year, I made a decision that I had been processing for quite some time. And that decision was because I am definitely a lifetime learner. And I do truly believe in continuing to grow, and not only just growing, but in anything that I do personally, I want to be a master in those areas. And so continuing to grow on my journey and to be the best possible coach that I could be for you, the global listening audience listening in, for my clients that participate with me one-on-one in my coaching practice, for those that attend a Win Shop, whatever the case may be, however we may encounter one another, that ultimately in my assignment, I am more equipped and stronger and better to support you. As you, we level up and shape up and win. I share all of that with you, that backdrop, because last year I joined the John Maxwell team, and I'm a certified team member with John Maxwell. And John Maxwell has written a host of books. I believe the last count that I heard was something like almost 80 books on leadership and personal development and various areas, and as a certified team member, I am licensed, per se, to share on certain topics. And a couple of weeks ago in our Shape Up series, we started looking at and kind of taking some meat from and getting empowerment around the 15 invaluable laws of growth. Now, the invaluable laws of growth really and truly connected with me as I got introduced with this material. Why? Because I'm a lifetime learner. I'm always open to growing. And I could see the principles come to life because prior to being introduced to them in the format and the way in which John Maxwell put them together, I was speaking on these various subjects in different ways. And so the first law of the 15 invaluable laws of growth is the law of intentionality. And I love this one because so often we as individuals, we would say, Coach Adam, I want to experience greater success. I want to experience more. I want this and I want that. But yet, we are not intentional setting ourselves up so that we can be deliberate about this conversion happening in our lives. We're saying we want it, but the intentionality is lacking. And I often share, as I'm giving a summary, recap, overview, as we progress into where we're going today in this journey and this process, is that natural growth, spiritual growth, emotional growth, knowledge growth, wisdom growth does not just happen. When a baby is in the womb, as I often share, no one has to tell that baby to grow. It's so interesting because a dear associate of mine, she is currently with child for the first time. And I saw her a little over a week ago, and she said, I can feel the baby stretching. I can feel things happening on the inside. Now, she is not saying to the baby, stretch, grow, move. It automatically happens. We as individuals, we want that same process to happen on our journey of life. We want to just exist, and we assume all is going to unfold for us without any intentionality. And I have grown to learn that in order for us to grow, contrary to the natural birth and process of a baby in the womb, we have to be intentional. We have to be intentional. There's an intentionality that has to happen. We have to be deliberate. Growth does not just happen. And when we're looking at that growth is not a natural progression emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding, we come down to the root of understanding that we must have a plan to grow. In order for me to grow to a next level in my coaching practice, in my speaking, whatever that may be, in a relationship, in life, I have to have a plan. There has to be an intentionality to grow. The same is true for each and every one of you. And so if you're not growing, you're not progressing, it is probably because you do not have a plan. There is no plan to grow. You're just existing. You're hoping that it's going to happen. And there are various growth gaps that we spoke about. I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts and the meat of that. You'll have to chime in to the previous episode associated with the first law, this law of intentionality. But I wanted to give us an overview so that as we progress on this journey, we are clear on what this process looks like. One of the things that I asked several questions, the big questions, where do you want to go in life? We don't want to think about where we want to go in life because so often we think, oh my gosh, it's too big, it's too huge, I can't ever accomplish it, I'm not enough. I challenge you to think about where you want to grow in life because that is important and significant. We must have vision and we must be able to envision what we desire, what it is that we desire. We must see it, the very details of it on the inside, and therefore be able to manifest it on the outside. We cannot do what we cannot see. So if you can't see where you're going, you're going to be bumping into walls, and you're like a blind man walking around without a guide. That's why planning is so key. Ask yourself the question, what direction do you want to go in? What does that look like? What's the farthest you can imagine of where you want to go, of where you're going? What does that look like? No dream is too great. No vision is too large. So often you hear the statement, reach for the stars. Reach beyond the stars. Don't let there be any limit. Imagine it. And then we have to determine, as we're talking about this process of planning to grow, how long will it take us to get there? How long will it take you to get there? Because one thing that I share so frequently is that a woman is really not pregnant if there is no due date. I was speaking with an associate who has a book coming out on the market, and I said, well, when is it coming? Oh, I don't know, soon. You have to have a due date. There has to be a target. That makes it more real. When a woman leaves the doctor and she finds out I'm pregnant, she's pregnant, she gets a due date. She knows when to expect that child. Now, granted, sometimes the child may come a little sooner than projected. Sometimes the child may come a little later, but there is a projection of the when. And so we have to be serious. And I want you to know that now is the time. Do what you desire now. Do you realize that this is June? Half of the year has already passed us by. We are at the halfway mark of this year, 2018. And I know for many of us, we thought, we just said, Happy New Year. And before we know it, guess what? We're going to be saying, Happy New Year again. This halfway mark is key. If you weren't intentional the 5 months prior, buckle down. Now is the time. It's not too late. But are you serious about it? One of the things that's so significant and important is that the goals that we set for our lives on our journey, the goals that we say we desire, we should set goals that makes us want to jump out of the bed in the morning, because we're so excited and so passionate looking forward to those goals. If you're not looking forward to getting up and moving towards those goals that you have set for you, you need to step back and reevaluate. Passion is key. You know, it's interesting, literally just before we went live today, someone sent me a text message, and they were sharing some life events with me, and they said, it's one thing to be good at something, but it's another thing to do what you love. And I told them, I said, oh, now you know you are speaking to the coach, because I'm all about do what you are passionate about, what you have that fire shut up, burning deep down in your soul. Don't do those goals that were woulda, coulda, shoulda. Because woulda, coulda, shoulda, we look back every year, self guilty. I woulda, shoulda, coulda, I wish. No, but those things that we are passionate about, that's where we need to focus with great intentionality. We talked about that we have to face our fears. So often, fear holds us back. Many of us have heard the term that fear is false evidence appearing real. Don't live life just existing and then have regret. Like, oh, I wish I would have done that. Oh, I wish I would have taking a risk here. Oh, I wish I would have done this. Oh, I wish. And now you're living a life that is laced with regret. Take the risk. Step out. Don't be afraid to stretch out of your comfort zone. Try new things. Embrace new experiences. You know, the only child in me, she's an adventurer. She will go places by herself. She'll do things by herself. And don't get me wrong. I enjoy other people. But I don't wait for other people to do what I desire to do and to live and have great experiences. I'm flying out for a journey tomorrow. Now, if I was waiting for others, I could miss this opportunity, and I'm going with great expectancy of an amazing time. Some memories that I would not have that would be branded on my heart because I took a risk. Don't allow fear to hold you back. Oh, my gosh, what if this happens or what if that happens? Fear will paralyze you every time. And we have to redefine fear and use that fear to propel us forward, not to hold us back. You know, when a mother, her child is in jeopardy, that fear, she becomes a superwoman. She uses that fear. She redefines that fear. She doesn't crawl up in a little ball. She's protecting her cub, her child, her baby. So I want you to know that we have the ability to redefine, will I allow fear to hold me back? Or will I press beyond the uncertainty of it and use it to fuel me forward? The invaluable laws of growth. Law number one, intentionality. Law number two, the law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. So many of us, we don't know ourselves. And I want you to ask the big question, three words. Who am I? Do you know who are you? You know, I remember when I first started to embrace the speaker in me and, you know, started speaking and I was trying to find my speaking voice and all of that, and there were certain things that I had to begin to learn who I am. You know, there's a very quirky side to me. I had to embrace that. Some like it, some don't, but it doesn't matter. I have to embrace that. We have to embrace the various layers of our uniqueness. But the challenge is, so often we are trying to be a carbon copy of someone else. We don't know who we are. We're lost in the shuffle. And we have to embrace how we were made uniquely. Each of us has a different fingerprint. No one else has your fingerprint because you are that unique. So stop trying to copy someone else and stop trying to be someone else. Just be the you that you were created to be. And that is where your power comes from, because you are being who you were designed to be. So stop trying to be somebody else and impress people who don't care, who won't remember you. That's the reality. Be who you have been called to be. Why? Because in that is peace. But we have to be aware. To grow ourselves, we have to recognize our strengths. We're all good with identifying our strengths, aren't we? We can always tell you, this is where I am the strongest. I am so good at this and this and this and this. where we often have the struggle is we don't want to. We put our heads in the sand around those areas that we are weakest. And I've grown to realize that we're only as strong as our weakest link. So I can have all of these strengths, but if I have this weakness and I'm not looking to strengthen and grow, I'm only as strong as that weakness. And so I want you to know that we have to, when we're looking at growing ourselves, we must not only be aware of where we are strong, we have to also be willing to look at our weaknesses, understand our interests, recognize the opportunities that we have, and where we are, this gap, because there is a gap from where we are and where we desire to be. And embrace that. Know that when we can identify, and again, we're talking about the law of awareness and this self-awareness. I want you to know that as we continue this progression of awareness, people who don't know what they would like to do are confused. They're confused. There are three kinds of people finding and seeking direction. Are you confused? People who know what they want but don't do it, they are frustrated. And they're frustrated because there is constantly a barrier to their goal. Are you frustrated? People who know what they want and do it, they are fulfilled. And that's where we want to grow to. We want to grow to that place of being the person who knows what we want and we do it. Therefore, we are fulfilled. If you're lacking fulfillment, I want you to know you need to take the time to come to this place of awareness, this place of awakening, becoming aware of your passions, becoming aware of your purpose. Robert Schuller says it best. If you knew you could not fail, what would you do? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? If you knew that failure was nowhere in the mix, what is it that you would do? Because that is where your focus needs to be, in that area that you're shying away from because you're afraid to fail. Finding our passion and purpose. The question is, and I relate back to the individual that I had this brief communication with just before going live on the air, and I thought, this is so key. Do you like what you are doing? Do you like what you're doing? Again, they said, you know, there's one thing to be good at something. That's one thing. And then there's another thing to like what you do. Being good at something and liking what you do, two different things. But so many of us, we try to fit what I'm good at into the square peg of what I like to do. And they're two different zones, oftentimes. Now, can you be good at what you like to do? Absolutely. I believe that's where your power comes from. But understand what I'm saying, that we can be good at something and not like what we do. When I was in property management full-time as a manager on site, I could relate to this statement here. Why? Because it wasn't my purpose. I knew that it was not my assignment. But when I made that shift into executive consulting and coaching and training and empowerment. That's where the fulfillment came from. That's what makes my heart sing. Now, I can take that knowledge base and I can utilize that knowledge base. But I have to ask you, as we're talking about and building on this law of awareness, we've talked about the law of intentionality, and we're talking about and touching on laws based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by John C. Maxwell, finding your passion and your purpose. What would you like to do? This is where we have to do a heart check. We have to determine what is it that I like to do. Because burnout is not doing too much of something that you enjoy. Mm-mm. Too much of something. Burnout is doing any amount of the wrong thing. When we're doing the wrong thing, guess what? We burn out. We get burned out. I cannot stop coaching. I don't care where I am. I can't stop coaching. I have to have this greater awareness within myself to ask people for permission, because you present me with a life issue and I'm ready to coach you through it. I don't care if it's in the grocery store. I don't care where it may be, on the stage, on the phone, in person, whatever the environment. I'm always looking to see how can I coach you through it. It just comes out of me because it's who I am. It's who I was created to be. It's where my passions lie. It's a part of my purpose. And so I don't get burned out doing it. I can do it 24/7. I have to be conscious of asking for permission to coach, recognizing that although the coach is in me, it's who I am, that everyone doesn't want to be coached. But I'm not getting burned out. Burnout is doing any amount of the wrong thing. If you're in a bad relationship and feeling burned out, it's because of the wrong relationship. You're doing the wrong thing. If you're on the job, and I'm not telling anyone to quit their job, walk in wisdom, but what I'm saying is you have to follow your passion. You have to align with purpose, the reason why you were created and placed on this planet. Everyone was created for an assignment, a purpose. The very water bottle that you have, that you grab to drink H2O, serves a purpose. The cap on that water bottle, the water in the bottle, each element has a different purpose, and they come together. So whatever it is, there is a purpose. And if you're feeling burned out, it's because you're doing the wrong thing. So if you're feeling burned out on that job, you need to step back and say, well, why am I doing it? Is it just for the money? Is it serving you well? Because if you're not feeling fulfilled, you're going to look up one day and say, wow, where did life go? And you're feeling miserable. You deserve better. You deserve more. You deserve greater. As we're looking at finding our passions and purpose, becoming more aware of what that looks like, and this law of awareness, I have a question for you to evaluate. Can you do what you want to do? Can you do what you want to do? Everybody should have a dream and be specific with that dream. We each have unique gifts and talents. The question is, what is driving you? What are your values? What are your priorities? What are your motives? Why are you doing what you're doing? Because, again, remember what we just stated about burnout. Burnout is not doing too much of something. burnout is doing any amount of the wrong thing. Oh, my gosh. I remember when I was in real estate, I was burned out to the burned out because I was doing the wrong thing. I was giving my heart and soul, and I was pouring in, but I was feeling burned out. Now, as I stated just a moment ago, you can't turn the coach in me off. You give her a scenario, she's going to try to coach you. There is no burnout when we are pursuing purpose and we are fueling our passions. There is no burnout. The burnout happens when we are doing the wrong thing. And my sincere desire for you is that you would live a life that is fulfilled. Don't just exist. This is so heavy on me. I battle this. I'm always looking for what am I passionate about? What is my purpose? Continuing to align and realign, align and realign. That is that intentionality that we were speaking about, being aware, keeping that pulse on, am I moving in the right direction? Or am I moving further away from my passions, my purpose? And each of us has to ask that question. And I want you to ask this question. Can you do what you want to do? I would say absolutely yes. Take the risk. Do what you're passionate about. Why not? We only have one life to live. Now, obviously, you have to walk in wisdom. I don't know your obligations and all of that, your situation. But you can start right where you are. Well, Coach Adams, you don't understand. I want a full-time job, and I have all of these obligations and responsibilities. Okay, you're not alone. I'm not minimizing it. But you can still start right where you are, fueling your passions and awakening your purpose, even if it's 1 hour a day. I guarantee you that 1 hour, you're going to feel more fulfilled than you feel the rest of the 23 hours in the day. Whenever we are fueling our passions and living life on purpose, it's fulfilling. And the key is developing and building in more of that. So again, I go back to, what is your dream? What is it that you desire? What are your unique talents and gifts? Stop trying to be a copy of somebody else. Be the original that you have been designed to be. Don't try to be this one or that one. Just be you and be one with that. Quirkiness, whatever it may be, I don't know your personality. I don't need to know. I'm just saying be you and be the best you that you can be. Understand, again, we're talking about awareness. What drives you? Why do you do what you do? Is it out of obligation? Is it because you should? Remember we spoke about don't do the woulda, coulda, shoulda. The woulda, coulda, shouldas will disappoint you every time. Do it because you're passionate about it. Do it because it's purpose. But don't do it because it's a woulda, coulda, shoulda. So determine. What's driving you? What are your values and your priorities? Have the right motives. In order for us to do what we want to do, this is what's so key. If you're not taking notes, jot this down right now because this can be a deal breaker for you on your journey. How do I do what I want to do? One, we have to have the awareness, which is what we're talking about today. We've talked about the intentionality. We're moving to the next level in the awareness. We have to have the awareness. But this is key. We have to get up and take action and move and do some things. So we have to be aware of what, Coach Adams, aware of where we are. You have to locate you. It's so interesting because, last year I started the year and I had all of these various things that I wanted to accomplish. Many of them, I'm happy to say, I accomplished. Woohoo! But there's many that I had to redefine my due dates and readjust. And as we are in the 6th month of the year, halfway point of the year, I said, okay, wait a minute. I had to do a check-in. Okay, where am I? Locate myself. These things I want to get done this year. Where am I? We're at the halfway mark. I challenge you to evaluate, where are you in this halfway mark of this year? As I stated earlier, and I say this and I kid you not, it literally seems like we just said Happy New Year. And in 5 months from now, because we're in June, we're going to say Happy New Year again. And it seems like, for real, we just said it. But it's coming around again. Time waits for no one. My dad used to always say that, and I didn't understand it until my later years, and now I get it. The clock of time, this tick and tock, keeps moving. The question is, what will we do with this time that we have? So we have to be aware. We have to locate ourselves. We have to take action. I don't know your dream. I don't know if it's that you want to write a play, you want to write a script, a film, you want to write a book, you want to start a business, an invention. I don't know. But you need to be aware of where you are, and where you are is not a bad thing. Where you are gives clarity of the gap. So you can say, okay, I'm here, but the goal, the target is out here. Now, each day, I have to take steps that move me in the direction of my target. I have to be clear on what is the trajectory? Where am I going? So that awareness is key. Taking the action steps. In order for there to be a conversion, we have to act on it. Remember, growth does not simply happen. It doesn't just happen. In order for me to grow, I have to be intentional. That means there are things that I must do for this growth to happen. In business, personally, whatever that level may be, there has to be an intentionality. And I have to, in this intentionality, I have to execute. I have to take steps. I have to do some things. So often we think, oh, okay, I'm just going to sit idly by and I hope that it's going to happen. Guess what? It's not going to happen because you've been sitting idly by, haven't you? Has it happened for you? Let me know how that's going for you. I want to hear about it. So awareness, action, accountability. If you don't have an accountability partner, you need to get one. Of course, Coach Adams is here for you to support you on your journey. But if it's not me, bottom line, get in a partnership with someone. Be accountable to someone. You better believe I'm accountable to someone, and they hold me accountable. To someone's, actually. I have several. And they hold me accountable. In those areas that I haven't allowed myself to be accountable, you can tell I'm more delicious in this season. I wasn't accountable. So that accountability is key. The awareness is key. Taking action is key. That attraction. What do you mean attraction, Coach Adams? Are you saying I must be cute or I must be handsome? No. When you are being who you were created to be, there's something about this law of attraction. You become more attractive. And when you become more attractive because you are one with you and who you were designed to be and you're operating based on your passions and your purpose, now guess what? People will say, wow, it's something about you. I want to know how I can help you. It's so interesting. I was speaking to a dear associate of mine, and she's had this book project in her for a while. And she said, someone came to her and said, God told me to sow into you. And she was amazed by that. Like, okay, what does that mean? And they said, I want to help you bring your book to to life. And that's what that attraction does. But if you're not operating in your passions, if you're not fulfilled in who you are and you're not on this journey of purpose, you're repelled by you because you're uncomfortable with you because, you know, you feeling out of your skin. How do you expect others to be attracted to you? This law of attraction is so key. Now you become a magnet for others who say, how can I support your vision as you tell the vision? They now want to know, how can I align with you? What is it that I can do? How can I support you? So know that how do you do what you want to do? You have to be aware. You have to take action steps. You have to be accountable. And you have to become attractive. Are you attractive because there is this aura about you for purpose and passion that people love being in your zone? Or are people repelled by you? I know some of those people. They come and you're like, oh, no, not him, not her. Ah! You want to run in the other direction because they strip of power. They come and it's like all of the life in the room is gone. But when those, there are people in your midst that are focused on, they are passionate and they're focused on purpose, they bring life to the atmosphere. They're attractive. You want to be around that person. And that's what we're talking about. And so now I want to encourage you, and I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm seeing the time. It's amazing how quickly time flies. I want to give you the opportunity, our global listening audience. If you have a comment or a statement around what you've heard today, this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We'd love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, so would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what's being shared? Have you gotten anything that you can take away, any value, any nuggets? Is there something that you have a thought on concerning intentionality, concerning awareness that you have grown to realize? As we continue, I want to encourage you to be committed to your vision. Be committed to your vision. Against all odds, be committed. Be consistent. You know, one of the things that I've been very open in sharing, you know, I've been on my journey a long time, and it was probably about 5 or so years ago that I grew in being more consistent for the Coach Adams brand. But there was a time when I would honestly say that I had grown to be consistently inconsistent. And so this consistency is key. Are you being consistent as it relates to your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dream? Be creative. Don't allow yourself to get in the box of what other people say your vision should look like. No one knows our vision like we do. No one knows the assignment that you've been given like you do. Be creative with that. Think outside of the box. Don't allow anyone to define that for you. Be purposeful. Be purposeful on your journey in everything that you do. Find purpose. Find a higher meaning, a greater goal in any situation. Again, as we spoke about earlier, why are you doing what you're doing? Identify that. Recognize that. Be purposeful. Be reflective. This be reflective is so that you are constantly aware of where you are. You're reflecting on your journey. Why? So that you can, one, look at, woohoo, what have I accomplished? And that goes to the next one, so that you can be grateful. So often, I think many of us, we lose our vigor and our fire because we don't take the time to reflect. When we take the time to reflect and we realize what we've accomplished, we may not have accomplished all that we set out to do. Like I said, last year, I didn't accomplish all that I set out to do. But wow, when I took the time to literally reflect, I could say, wow, I did that. Wow, that's in process. Wow, I did that. I did that. I did that. Okay, I need to still work on that, but I did that. And I could be in this place of being grateful because I took the time to reflect. I want you to know that I want you to find a coach or a mentor. Of course, I am a coach, and this is not a shameless plug. Like I said earlier, it can be me or someone else, but I want you to find a coach or a mentor. I want you to always possess and have a teachable spirit. You better believe that I, myself, I am always coachable. As long as we are on this journey and we have time left between our sunrise and sunset, I am one I believe we can always grow. And that's where that teachable is. Always allow yourself to be teachable. Don't think, oh, I've got this. I'm good. Then why are you still here? So we can always still grow. So continue to have that base in you, in your core, that is open, that is a teachable spirit. Always be prepared. Wherever your journey takes you, be prepared. Don't be afraid to ask questions. This is all a part of this awareness that we're looking at to another level today. We talked about intentionality as we are kind of on this journey of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. We're not getting into all 15 laws. We're touching on certain laws based on the book by John C. Maxwell. And if you're just tuning in, I shared that later last year I joined the John Maxwell team. So I'm a certified coach because I'm always looking to grow and I want to be able to bring more to you as a coach. Be the very best. Be a master in my field. And whatever that looks like for me to grow to another level, I'm always open to that. And so as a part of the John Maxwell team, this gives me the license and the authority to share certain materials that he has researched and written through the various books that he has in the marketplace, over 80 books, I think it is, the last count I heard, or something like that. And so we're talking about literally just two of the laws based on the book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And this really connected with me because without this book, I was teaching this. I was speaking on this. But he's put it together in such a way that I can bring it to you in a more concise manner. But all of this, it's not a newness for me. It's not a new awareness. But I can now say, hey, if you follow these steps, know that you will get better results. And that's what it always boils down to. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Demonstrate learning from others. If you're learning something from someone else, don't be afraid to say, you know, I learned that, because that shows that you have that teachable, coachable spirit. And that you're always evolving and growing. And as I stated earlier, be accountable. This is why I am highly recommending to you that you find a coach or mentor. Maybe coaches and mentors in different areas. Bottom line, allow yourself to be coachable. This is what I'm saying that you should, when you're looking at a coaching mentor relationship, here is what you should ask. You want to know, are they hearing you? You want to recognize what you've done on your journey so that you can now ask more questions that will empower you to the next level on your journey. And so I'm going to put a pause and I'm seeing the time. Again, we have just a few moments left in today's broadcast, and feel free to jump in. I do want to share with you, for those of you that may not be aware, that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We can continue the dialogue. If you didn't want to ask a question or make a comment live on the air, know that you still have a safe space to be able to do that. If you have a comment, you want to make a statement or a question, we do have just a few moments left in today's programming, so press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. It's not too late. I want you to know that we so appreciate Coach Adams, the Coach Adams brand, Motivational Mondays, and Inspired Media for you. We truly appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time. You're sacrificing this hour of empowerment. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we want you to know we really do appreciate you tuning in, and we trust that you get something from week to week that really is supporting you and empowering you on your journey. And we thank you for continuing to share with others in your network about the program, assisting with expanding our outreach. On our next installment, oh my goodness, I am so excited because you know that every other week or thereabouts, you know, definitely within the blending of our Shape Up series, the goal is to always bring you live speakers and guests that, you know, will share on specific subjects. And so I fight hard to really stay sensitive to who are those individuals that would add value. And so coming up at the end of June, we have Bill Ferguson, and we are going to get your power back. So you want to definitely stay tuned in. We continue our Shape Up series. We'll give you more of the meat and richness from the invaluable laws of growth. We want to take you deeper on your journey and that understanding and information. I want to stay connected with you. And so if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You can always send an email to admin@coachadams.com. You can always give us a call. We take your calls live. We surely do at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has and offers a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year in January and July. And the fast approaching July is our next empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a dynamic and powerful time to shape up and win in a live environment. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Coach Adams is a part of a book called The Change Book 14. If you don't already have your copy, powerful chapter on the power of words. Definitely reach out to us about getting your autographed copy. Again, you can give us a call at 310-289-2101. Our team will support you in getting that order filled. Or you can send an email at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Going back to 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, want you to know that in all that Coach Adams does, the goal is that you would receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey personally and professionally to become more equipped to reach your goals. And I want you to know that now is the time to plan for July. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. We trust that you got some great nuggets of richness that will support you in the continuum of your journey. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you so much for tuning in. And again, this is why I love Mondays. Why? Because can you tell I love what I do? Absolutely. And I'm so passionate about it. Absolutely. Because I coach and you win. We thank you again for tuning in.